Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome to another Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? When you got that song idea, sometimes the initial low-hanging fruit, the first idea you have and the concept on how to write, that's the right one. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you got to do a little extra work, a little extra digging. And this is a 15 or 20-minute creative exercise where climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular, y'all. There is no S. So it's info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then what I do is I store them in a folder. When it's time to record one of these, we get Brent and an esteemed guest on our podcast, and we spring this title to them like right there on the spot, and we all have about 15, 20 minutes to cook up five or six different angles, conceptual angles on how you could write that song. This is the way songwriters think. This is the difference between just getting a song done and making a good song into a great song. Right. It really is all about that. You'd be surprised. You put just this little amount of time in the beginning, and all of a sudden, it's so much easier to write the words because the angle is so much more clear. It's so less vague, right?
That's right.
This is a fun creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form, y'all. You can use all of what we say, use none of what we say. We do demand an invite to the number one party, okay?
That is right.
And our guest today's got some experience with that, and so we're excited to have him on. Mm-hmm. Before that, Brent, this has also been just a great way to breathe new life into old hooks in your hook book, right? Like, you've gotten cuts with this now. You practice what you preach.
That's right. I have a song that just hit the top 20 of the Southern Gospel charts that was a product of a song title challenge. You know, the title was in my hook book like 1,000 titles ago. I went through and did this myself to find out what to do with it and prepping for an artist co-write. Brought that in. They loved it. We wrote it. They singled it. It's climbing. So yes, we're not just doing this for nothing. Okay. Yeah. This is what I do and it's helping me keep doing this. So I definitely recommend it.
Well, awesome. Well, why don't you do the honors and intro our guest here. We're super excited to have him on the show.
Yes. And it is an honor. Today's guest has released 15 studio albums on various labels and has released 34 singles on country radio. In 1993, he broke through with back-to-back number one singles, No Doubt About It, and Wink from a certified platinum album, No Doubt About It. I mean, if you're around the 90s, you got winked at. There's no escaping, especially that one, which was a good thing because it's awesome. So his commercial success continued in the late 90s with two more platinum albums, a gold record, six more top 10 hits, a seventh top 10 hit in 2005 with Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On from his self-released That's Life. Man, he has some new stuff coming up, a new single out, a new single coming up that's going to be out by the time this drops. We're excited to talk about that and excited to play in the sandbox. Neil freaking McCoy, welcome to the climb.
Hey, Neil, thank you for saying yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be in Sandbox because that's where I do my best playing. I get way outside from an entertainment standpoint on things that we do on stage stuff, so I'm glad to be in the rider sandbox for you guys. Although I don't belong in here anyway, I'll do the best I can.
Dude, well, it's fun. You know, sandboxes, you can build castles, or if you're like my cat,
you can.
Sandboxes, it's a safe space. Whatever happens, happens. It's all
like
good.
You said, there's no rules. You can't get in trouble, Neil.
Most exactly. Of the songs I've been involved in have ended up in the sandbox from the cat standpoint. I'm just
covered up and
don't expect much.
Back leg kicking it up. Right.
Well, Neil, not for nothing. I think if you talk to any hit songwriter, they'll tell you that most of the songs they wrote ended up in the sandbox with the cat. You got to write all those to get to the good one, right? That's what
that's
this
right.
is all about.
That's how it works. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Are y'all ready?
Oh, never ready, but it's never stopped me.
Okay, so this is from a longtime climber, Randy Maynor.
Randy.
And this is kind of actually apropos for Song Title Challenge. the title of this song is Dig a Little Deeper.
All right. Wow.
Dig a Little Deeper, which is, you know, right off the bat, that song title challenge. Like we always say, you gotta dig through the dirt, past the copper, past the gold, past the platinum to get to the diamond, right? To get to that really,
that's right.
sick song idea that's just going to take something like a mundane song title like The Dance and turn it into Tony Arata's just brilliant masterpiece, you know? I mean, and that song doesn't look like a whole lot in a hook book, but when you put the concept to it, you're like, oh, my God, right?
That's right. If you're going to do it like that.
Yeah. So dig a little deeper.
All right. So thank you, Randy, for sending this in. I'll just kick things off, just first lob. So, I mean, I think of, let's see, and this is maybe too complicated to come around, but more of a country song, like you're digging yourself a hole with that girl, you know, not treating her right. So you're going to have to dig a little deeper. And go get her flowers and really study her and learn what's gonna turn her on and make her feel valued and da da da. If there's ways to, like, you're digging yourself a hole, buddy, by not treating her right, the fix to that is to dig a little deeper.
Nah.
I'm not sure how you bring that around where it's simple, but that feels like a positive love kind of twist, like you don't see that coming, because usually the last thing you want to do if you're digging yourself a hole is dig deeper. So I'm like, how can you do that in a different way?
I see what you're saying with a twist there. Like, because I was thinking about it from the angle, from a female angle, right?
Okay.
Where she comes home and that was like, that's like the smart aleck line, you know, and he came home and he said this and you're like, dig a little deeper. Yeah.
I felt like it too, coming from the girl to the guy and her just kind of thinking he's kind of shallow and not really going to hurt. Nothing's going to happen out of this. But without him not knowing how to put it, he just wants her to know that there's a lot more to me than what you're seeing or what you're hearing.
Yeah.
So dig a little deep to try and find it.
Here. I love that.
I'm your guy. You're just going to have to get into me a little deeper before you figure it out.
Yeah. And I like that. And something Johnny said too about, you know, you got to dig deeper to get to the diamond, the platinum. Like, if there's something about a diamond, you got to dig deeper if you're going to get to the diamond. It's like, is that like shallow relationships versus like the diamond on the hand?
Oh,
that sort of thing. Like, you're going to have to dig deeper if you want to get to a diamond. Maybe it's from the girl going, dude, you got to stop playing. Like, if this is what you want, or that sort of thing, or a guy giving advice to another guy going, okay, you're playing.
Yeah.
But man, if you want a diamond, you got to dig deeper. And then diamond could be literal. It could be metaphorical. All that. So,
And you know what? Like, okay, so like in the verses and stuff, the concepts, you could just do a whole bunch of cool, like country blue collar stuff. Like, if you want your fence post to be perpendicular, you got to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
If you want that pool in your backyard, you're going to have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
If you want, just kind of spell that out.
Right.
If you want the relationship to last a long time, you're going to have to dig a little deeper.
For sure.
If you're struggling and things are going haywire for a little bit, like he was mentioning a while ago, we're on a good foundation here. So just give it a little time. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think that could be a cool, like, dad or grandpa advice, you know, almost first verse is about the fence post.
Yeah.
Or about, I'd make a list like, okay, what are things you got to dig deep into to secure and have a good foundation? And then you bring it to the relationship would be. But also, like, you know, your faith. Your what, all these things that you got to dig into to get the most out of the gallon of ice cream. You've had a hard day, just got to dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper.
That's because all the good stuff in ice cream usually goes sinks to the bottom. So you're just eating
exactly
pure ice cream at the top, but get to the nuts and all the other good stuff down there.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
See, now that could go back. Okay, that could point back to the girl just telling the guy, like, dig a little deeper, you know, and like they're going through or maybe about to go through a breakup, or she's with one of her besties, and what are they doing? They're ice cream, and she said, dig a little deeper, honey. We'll figure this out, you know. And then she told him, dig a little deeper. There's so many play entendres, double entendres you could use with that.
Yeah. What if it's,
that's a big word.
It is. It's like, is that two entrees? Is that a double entree, like at the buffet?
Yeah, dude.
I do dig a little deeper there. I wonder if it's like a total opposite of a life lesson, and this dude is totally still missing the point. Like, whatever, she wanted me to dig a little deeper, or, you know, when times get tough, you just got to, maybe it's like a life, like when times get tough, you just got to dig a little deeper into the cooler, you know?
Oh.
Get the ice sloshing around, get the cold one on the bottom.
Yeah.
And, you know, when life, whatever, you just got to dig a little deeper.
There's always that last beer in the bottom of the cooler. You just got to dig a little deeper. We've all had that feeling. That's like a legit, that's a good one right there. That's legit where you're just like, I know there's one more in here. And, but you know, it's cold, your hand hurts, but you're like, I'm going to dig a little deeper and fight. You're like, yes, it's the last one.
I'm no quitter.
Yeah.
It's just, it's too much. I mean, I'm not digging any deeper. That's it. I've reached in, I'm to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to convince that I'm done with this. And
yeah,
dig around, dig in the bottom. Maybe there is a little something there.
Maybe a little something. I got to get past all these water bottles.
Yeah.
But, and also something that Johnny normally adds, I don't know if he did, but like we can add stuff to the beginning of the hook. We can add stuff to the end. So like, I think he says, I'm like, I'm not gonna dig a little deeper or dig a little deeper into blank, whatever that is. You know, we can add stuff to the top and bottom. I keep thinking of graves.
Okay.
And like what, of course you're digging your own grave, right? Maybe with the girls, like I just dig a little deeper. I also think like, is there a way to like, if it's like a Southern gospel kind of thing, it's like, you know, thinking about looking forward to the resurrection. It's like, if you want me to stay in this grave, you have to dig a little deeper. Like I ain't staying here. I'm rising again.
Wow.
There's going to be a resurrection. Like, I wonder if there's a way to like, oh, you have to dig a little deeper than that to keep me in this grave because I ain't staying here forever. I got bigger things on the way.
Wow.
I wonder if there's a way to kind of do that as a
Oh, that's like cool.
Southern
that's
gospel-y
a good
thing.
Yeah.
Kind of that old, you know, Rise Again song, or, you know, there are all these resurrection songs.
Yeah.
But that might be something kind of cool just as a, you know, an offhanded way of saying, no, I'm not staying in the grave. You have to dig a little deeper than that. 6 feet?
Yeah. Hey, hold my
you
beer.
Know what I figured out, and I'm going off course for just a second, but
yeah.
I figured out that if you're going to kill somebody, now stay with me, and you dig grave, the only way you don't get caught is dig a deeper grave, dig a little deeper, because
Amen.
Because you always find the bodies in a shallow grave.
Shallow.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, you never find them like they found them in an 18-foot grave. Somebody
That's
got a backhoe.
Finding the body was found in a shallow grave.
You know, that is a, okay, hold on. That's
planning is what that is.
That's brilliant. Right. Hold on. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Because I mean, first of all, some down that road is the most amazing opening line.
Uh-oh.
Right? Like, because you're like, you're going to get everybody's attention. They're like, what the hell are they singing about?
And, then, and
what you're saying is like, it's like my dad always said, you know, my dad was a Marine. And Neil, I got to thank you. Like your 15 USO tours, I saw that. I think that's really great, man, that you support the military like that. And
thanks.
And my dad just always, man, you know, why is there always enough time to do it twice, but never enough time to do it right the first time?
Right.
Like do it right or don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there it is. Like you got lazy in a shell and you get busted. Right. So dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine. I mean, and so it'd be kind of a funny spin on telling somebody that they got to do better and they got to do it right. Like, you know, my uncle used to say, look, I just want you to be the best you can be. If you're going to be a delinquent, be the best delinquent you can be. Right? If you're going to be a villain, be a super villain. Like, don't just be one of the henchmen.
Henchmen. Right. No hench.
You know, on
that's
the
hench person.
Yeah. Could it be as simple as maybe a Cracker Jack box that he's given her to find the engagement ring, and she pulls out, you know, a tattoo or whatever comes in the Cracker Jack box as normal. And she said, this is what you had me dig for. And he said, no, that's not it. You just hadn't got there. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
that is
definitely
good.
Goes on all the good things in life. You got to dig deeper to get to, right?
Get the toy out of the cereal box.
Yeah.
That'd be a great one on that. Yes, I've learned. You just got to dig a little deeper to get to the good stuff.
That's awesome right there. Because you can put that, you spread that across so many different platitudes, and the whole story. Just you're about to get engaged, and just telling her, dig a little deeper, baby. There's something else.
Yes. A little deeper. All right, don't be a quitter.
It'd be worth a dig.
That's exactly. You know, is it could be some like the secrets, and this is a heavier thing. Maybe it's a different genre or whatever, but all the secrets, you know, you try to bury, you're gonna have to dig a little deeper.
Oh,
you know, there's that, which I don't know if that's could be like a sync thing where it's just really vibey and dark. And it's like dig a little deeper to back up some sort of scene where somebody's like going out in the woods and go past the shallow grave thing.
Oh, yeah.
It could be really vibey and just like atmosphere could be something there too. I don't know what the storyline would be, but for sync, you don't want a storyline. You just want a moment.
Okay. On that, I just got another idea. So on that note, Right. What if it's about like real trauma, right? Mm-hmm. And what if it's a real serious song, like about how somebody feeling like they can't be reached, right? Mm-hmm. They've just got too many walls up, and in order for somebody to reach me, they're going to have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a whole lot to break down these walls, and maybe, you know, they're going to have to dig under the wall to get in.
Yeah.
Instead of break it down. Like, oh.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. It's kind of like a cry for help kind of thing where, like, I want you to do this. I'm sorry. I can't quite take these walls down. Like,
yeah.
I want you to find me.
Right? Yeah. That's some song of the year content right there.
That's if you can write stuff it. There.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
That could be.
I see why you guys are so good at this. I'm still in a Cracker Jack box.
The Cracker Jack box is brilliant, though.
It's classic.
Neil, you're so.
That has a better chance of getting cut.
You're so self-deprecating about this, but you're awesome at it, dude. You're throwing, you're catching nothing but touchdowns here.
Well, the songs that we had some big hits with, you got to remember who you're talking to, were Wink, The Shake, and Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On. So we're only capable of digging so deep, and then we just give up.
But it works, though, right?
It works. You dug deep enough.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I wonder if there's a play off, like, I'm digging this girl.
Uh-huh.
Just when I can't dig a little deeper, I dig her some more. Like, just
as a
light, fun thing.
I'm digging as deep as I can, but there's still no bottom to what she just keeps coming up with. So, I like it.
So that's fun, positive love, and definitely want to make that tempo and feel good. It's like,
yeah,
just when I think I can't dig her anymore, you know, dig her any more than I do, I just dig a little deeper, and I don't know. There's some way
that's
to work.
That's it right there. That's perfect. I just want to think I can't dig anymore. You know, I couldn't dig her anymore. I dig a little deeper and find something new to love.
Yeah.
She just keeps coming up with new things for me to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Different level.
Yeah. So I think that'd be fun. I think to dig into the cooler thing is fun too, because you think he's going to be like, oh, I just got to double down, work harder, commit to this, whatever, life is hard, but I'm just going to dig a little deeper.
Or just get drunk.
Screw that. I'm digging deeper into the cooler.
Yeah, dig a little deeper to find that last beer in the cooler. Yeah, you set that up as an ambush, and then it's just like,
right.
That's like a like the buy me a truck thing, you know. And it's just like, oh, it's like, but it could buy me a truck. It could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it.
It could be like in the sand too, like, you know, the sand's still hot. We just got to dig a little deeper.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
to where it cools off.
And sometimes people, guys especially, don't come out of their shell until maybe they've had a couple of drinks,
mm-hmm.
until you get the truth out of them. So maybe they're trying to get you to dig a little deeper to get that last beer, whatever,
mm-hmm.
so they can actually know if this is the you, if this is the real you that I know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so I don't know. You may.
Oh, there's something there. Hold on.
I think that could be cool. Yeah. Where it is both, right? We're digging a little deeper in the cooler and digging deeper into conversation, the real stuff. It could be just bros around the campfire kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would be cool too, because that way it has that, the surface level, which is fun. You know, we're not all Einsteins here or whatever kind of guys, but like as we're digging deeper, we're digging deeper, like into more like real stuff, which could be fun. It could bring a level of depth to that song. I think that could be really cool.
Yeah.
And how about the same spin, but what if it's like the first time this guy and this girl meet?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Neil, that's what you were saying was like, and I just thought of like getting him a couple beers in him, right? Like drunk people tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
So getting a couple beers to find out, like, so I'm going to get him to dig a little deeper in the cooler so I can dig a little deeper into him and find out what's going on. See if he's marrying material.
What he appears to be.
Yeah. That could be awesome. Neil, that's good.
Yeah. And that could be and you can do that a little deeper. You can do it lighter. Just, yeah, we met at the kind of the tailgate party thing. And so everyone's drinking out of coolers and they're both starting to dig in a little deeper, hanging out.
They're into each other, just trying to find out really what you're about instead of just beer drinking friends here.
Yeah.
Could there be more?
I think that's pretty cool. That feels pretty ripe for the country market kind of thing. I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it put that way either. See what happens when we spend 15 minutes just digging a little deeper, we come up with the winner on how to deal. We got some good looks at this, brother.
I don't think the cat's going to cover that one up.
I don't think so either. You're welcome. You're welcome, Randy Maynard. Well, Neil, so tell us what you got coming up, man. You got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest part for me is writing is kind of a pastime. I don't do much of it, but because of being able to look for songs that some of these great writers get to me, we've been pretty fortunate in our career. And it all comes together for me when I'm able to either get a hit record or be played or somebody, so they'll come see me in a show, because that is my strength, is performing, entertaining, being on the stage. So whatever it takes to get them to come see us for the first time, we think that when we do a show, then that's when we win people over and they stick with us for a long, long time. And so that's that, all this that we're talking about and all the songwriting stuff and the things that I listen for or look for in a song are things that I think somehow somebody's going to hear and say, you know what? I love that song. If that guy comes close, I want to go see him. So it's all into a means, or means to an end, or however that is.
It's the songs are a gateway drug to the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. They're just to get to come see me. And then we think once we get in front of you, you'll all.
They're a gateway drug to the real McCoy.
Amen.
The real McCoy. Come on now.
It's like recruiting. I think
he's never heard that before.
No, he's
never heard that before.
Fresh. Dig a little deeper, Johnny. Dig a little deeper.
I look forward to it.
It's like football recruiting. That's it's right. Like, I'm a Razorback fan. They're like, if we can just get them on campus.
Right.
If we can just get them on campus, we got a chance.
That's right.
Right. Whatever they've heard about us, we can get them on campus. It's like, we can get them to the show, they're coming back.
That's exactly right. And that's what we do. My idea is we are working here to get invited back. That's what I try to tell my guys in the band. And if you're good and you're friendly and you're nice, then they'll bring you back.
Yeah, that's right.
Love that.
That's right. So you got a couple singles coming out now, right?
I do.
The
one that's been out for a couple of weeks now is called Used Car. I don't write much, but I know y'all are friends with Mark Narmore and Bobby Tomlin and got together. And I'll tell you how it came about real quick. I know it's, we played a show at, I think, Hank Williams Festival in Mississippi. And we went on after Mo Pitney and Bobby Tomlin. They kind of were doing an acoustic kind of thing.
Cool. Okay.
And when Bob, and I didn't know really either one of them much.
Mm-hmm.
I knew their careers and stuff. So I walked over to Bobby and said, Bobby, I think I got a great idea for a song. And he said, well, tell me about it. And I said, Used Car. I said, I do advertise for some automobile dealerships over in Northeast Texas. And no one even, it seems like people are trying to hide the fact that they drive a used car, that they're interested in a used car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, everybody's going with pre-owned vehicles. That's the way you talk about them now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I told him, I said, man, I drove a used car. My first car, when I grew up, I drove a used car, and this is what I used it for. So I started telling him some stuff, and he said, I don't know how we can come up with stuff and somebody's not come up with that idea yet. He said, that's the thing, songwriting.
Yeah.
So, and he said, tell me more about it. So I told him, I said, we brought our first dog, Prince, that's how the song opens, home in it. And then we went to my granddad's funeral in it as a family. And so it's out, and it's been doing well because it's just triggering some people, especially some of us middle-aged to older people. Y'all wouldn't know anything about that, but it's coming. You'll get there. But on their first hand-me-down car, basically, and that's what they had to drive. And so they're seeing them, so maybe not in what my memories are, but some great memories. And it's just triggering where people go, oh, my gosh, I love that. I didn't even think. I had a 1976 Dodge Dart, you know, that they start talking about. And then they have great stories. They come up with great stories just from that. So that's out. And it's been out 2 or 3 weeks, and it's done really well. And then my friends from Little Texas, Dwayne Probst and Porter Howe, both of them from Longview, Texas, where I live now, grew up. And they had a great run of songs in the 90s. And they were looking for somebody to sing First Time for Everything. And so Dwayne called me. He said, Neil, we're trying to get Texas artists to record Little Texas songs. And so on the first one, God Bless Texas, they used a whole bunch of acts. And Dwayne said, we just want you to sing the first verse. So I said, okay, I'll do the first verse. So I went and listened to the first verse, went in and started working on it. And Dwayne called me and said, Neil, he said, some of these people we're talking to from Texas, they can't sing. I haven't told anybody this live yet, but so y'all got it.
There we go.
He says, these Texas acts can't sing. So can you just do the whole song? I went, well, hold on now. Between one verse and then the whole song, I said, let me see what I can come up with. So I ended up doing it. And that's what's coming out now. And it just so happens that they come in on top of each other. And that wasn't planned. And I don't know if that could hurt or help me. But either way, I'm just so happy that somebody's hearing me again, because I haven't been on the air anywhere. And y'all are helping tremendously by doing this in the last 17, 18 years. So it's been a lot of fun. But I tell you what I'm not going to do. I am too old to go. I'm not going to go do free shows at the radio station. I'm not going to go in and do their morning shows. I have done all that.
Yeah.
And so whatever we can get done by using that attitude and being nice to people and still calling radio and calling folks and talking to them, that's what we're going to do. But it's not, I'm at a great place where I am. My wife and I have been married 42 and a half years. We got great kids, great grandkids.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so I'm not going to spend that extra time to go chase it, if you will. I hope something can happen out of it. But that's it in a nutshell. I just gave y'all about 30 minutes.
Well, Neil, dang it, man. They can come to you, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. They can come to you, buddy.
You
earn those stripes, pal.
I appreciate
and I was going to point out, too, so it's fun seeing this stuff because you know, looking through your catalog and some of that stuff for used cars. So Mark Normore is a good buddy of mine. We've written a bunch of songs together. I love him. He's a nut. He's awesome.
Yeah.
First time for everything. Dwayne O'Brien. I've gotten to ride with him a few times. He's been on the show from Little Texas. So he's been on Song Title Challenge. So we put him through what we just put you through and he survived too.
Normore on the show.
We do need to get Normore on the show. And If I Was a Drinking Man, one of my favorite songs of yours, my buddy Byron Hill wrote that. It was one of the writers on that. So I'm like, oh, it's like, it's all warm fuzzies. So,
well, that, I tell you what, that If I Was Drinking Man, I've recorded a bunch of things, fun, goofy. But If I Was Drinking Man had a real message there that, that people touched. And so when we do it in concert still, and plus I'm a true baritone, which I end up getting some of these tenor things because, you know, just more. You know, you couldn't do shake it to the left, shake it to the right. You know, that just becomes, so you got to get up there where you're uncomfortable so they'll know you're driving on it. But If I Was Drinking Man, we used to do that thing. Still, some people request that and it will come up and say, that is my favorite song you've ever done, especially if somebody's actually had a real alcohol problem.
Sure.
And it saves some marriages and some jobs and just some lives in general.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, that was, man, and you know the guy that co-wrote the thing. It's just what a great, great message.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
Fantastic. Well, Neil, thank you so much. Where can everybody connect with you online?
Man, I'm on Facebook, which is where I do most of my stuff. NeilMcCoy.com, obviously, and Facebook at Neil McCoy Music. And so if they're wanting to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me, and don't be scared. You can come in and say it with me. People go, well, I don't think I remember it. It's like riding a bicycle. You just haven't had to think about it. But once we start, I Pledge Allegiance, you'll never forget. It'll just fall right back into it. But you can catch up with me. Oh, hopefully they'll catch it with me on the road doing shows. That's where we can get our hooks in them, and then we got them as a Neil McCoy fan forever, we think.
Man, your shows are legendary. I mean, I've been hearing that since the 90s. Like, puts on a phenomenal show. I haven't gotten to see you yet. Next time you come around, I'm looking.
I'm holding you to that. All right.
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Yes,
well,
sir.
We'll be knocking at the backstage door going, we want to come hang with the movers and the shakers and the beautiful people.
I tell the security guard, send them around, make sure they pay to get back in here.
I'll pay. I happily pay to do that, Neil. Well, hey, thank you so much, Neil, for saying yes. I thought you were brilliant on this. I hope you had a good time.
Yes.
And we certainly just really, really enjoyed having you on. And what an honor it is to have you on the pod, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all even helping me get the word out that I'm still around and hadn't retired yet.
No, not at all, buddy. You still got it going on, okay?
All right.
You guys, that takes us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Send your titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. And maybe you're going to get a true legendary star like Neil McCoy to help flesh out that title and take you in the right direction. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.